Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. The show's about you, it's about your health and your life. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Let's kick it off with Anthony. Hi, Anthony.
Hello, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, my man. What's going on?
Hi, I have a question. Back on May the 28th, I fell face down on a hard tile floor. I fractured the right part of my right eye, underneath the eye, and I fractured the bridge of my nose, and I also had bleeding on the brain. What I wanted to ask you, is that a permanent condition or does that clear up?
So they did a CT, I suppose, and they found the bleed, right?
Excuse me?
They did a test on you. Which test did they do to find the bleed?
A CAT scan.
CT, yeah. And so have they rechecked you recently? What have the doctors told you?
Yes, they did an eye test. They checked my right eye. They said there's no permanent damage.
Fantastic. Yeah, the bleed, it just depends. I mean, it depends on the level of the bleed inside and a head injury like that. I mean, that's why they do the CT, just to double check and make sure it's okay. But if they have already checked it, the blood itself will clear out.
Now, I'm supposed to go for an MRI tomorrow. Do you feel like we should follow up with an MRI?
No doubt about it. Yeah, not even a question. I would. Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. I mean, if they cleared you, they checked the eyes, you know, that everything seems to be fine. They're looking at you from some basic testing, such as a physical exam. You know, for them to go in and look at an MRI, get the picture done, I mean, obviously, you want to have minimal amount of test. I get that, right? You don't want to be over-tested. You know, like a CT has a lot of radiation, so you don't want to be over-radiated, right? We all kind of are concerned about that. But at the end of the day, it's kind of that cost, you know, versus benefit, you know, the ratio of what really is going to benefit you versus not, and making sure that everything is clear, meaning that there's not excess blood continuing to bleed from whatever, wherever area, and putting pressure on other areas that could lead to something more serious. I mean, that's what they want to make sure of. But yeah, I mean, if the docs told you everything was going to be clear, then they've evaluated it fully. And yeah, the blood typically will clear. I mean, everything will be okay, as long as it didn't provide any kind of damage in certain areas of the brain. That's what they're looking for. So, I mean, if the docs cleared you and said everything's fine, to go in there and do an extra MRI just to double check and make sure everything's okay, I think it's a smart way to go. I would do that myself. Some people are very anti-testing. And at some certain times, I can say, you know, that's a little excessive. But in a situation with a head trauma of any kind like you had, yeah, it's smart. Yeah, it's a good way to go. And your docs aren't leading you wrong. So if you're just wanting to get my thoughts on it, I think it's a smart move. Okay? 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web, drasa.com. Email Robert in Indianapolis, Indiana, says, I've suffered with a chronic cough over the last few weeks. I've tried everything, and it just won't go away. Well, what do you recommend? Well, it depends on what you define by everything. I mean, hopefully you've gone to your doc, you've checked with them, and, you know, depending on if it's viral or bacterial from what they think, or if it's some type of COPD exacerbation. You know, I don't know your entire history based on this email. But, you know, if they've done breathing treatments and they've done the entire gamut, I mean, at the end of the day, if you've got a chronic cough and it's not fungal related, yeast related, it doesn't have a bacterial component to it, it's going to have one of those. The only other thing it could be, if they have done everything medically and, you know, let's say you've done every treatment. Again, I'm only going by your email, Robert, but let's say you've done a bunch of different treatments. You've had a bunch of tests and everyone is saying, gosh, we just don't know. And you're still coughing like a wild banshee. A lot of times it could be food related, because I'll tell you this, in the medical world, food allergies don't really have a high ranking. They just don't. In pediatrics, they have a little bit, and they'll take them into consideration. But even later on, in the adulthood, the school of thought is typically, unless it's just a last resort, that we grow out of our allergies. And there's some truth to that in some areas, but really when it comes down to like cow's milk, the casein protein, the gluten and all the flour-based foods, I mean, they can create a lot of mucus. They can create a lot, and that is down in the lungs as well. They can create and exacerbate almost an asthmatic-type symptom, you know, where you feel like you can't breathe, or you feel like you constantly have something caught in your chest and you're having to cough, or in something in your throat where your throat can begin to create a stricture of some kind, and literally can be food-related. So if they, you know, I'm assuming by what you said here, they've done everything more on the medical side, that I could run down the list and say, well, you know, have they done this or have they done that or have they done this? And really, you know, it's so funny because health so many times can be very detailed, but so many times can be so much just common sense. And so for them to go in and to just, you know, do a simple food allergy testing. Everybody that has high blood pressure, raise their hand. How many of you are raising your hand right now? In your car, in your home, a lot of you, right? That's because blood pressure is one of the top conditions we see right now in most clinical settings, and it's just something that a lot of people deal with. So if you're taking blood pressure medication from your ACE inhibitors to, I mean, your beta blockers, whatever you're taking, okay, and you're frustrated because your doctor's told you you're probably going to be on this medicine the rest of your life, and you're frustrated, I'll tell you this. There is a lot you can do for blood pressure. Now, lifestyle changes, obviously being the first one. If you're not exercising, let me tell you this. If you're not exercising 5 days a week, 4 to 5 days a week, I'll give you four, 30 minutes a day, then you're not doing all that you can. If you're not drinking half your body weight in ounces of water every day, you're not doing all that you can. You're not. The blood pressure will not change unless you're getting enough hydration. And then also if you're not avoiding stress. I mean, we all live in stress. I get it. But if you're not avoiding stressful situations, then, you know, and doing your best to create your own world that can have some tranquility to it, then you're not doing all that you can. If you're not eating properly, I mean, you're thinking, gosh, I know you're sitting here thinking, this is so common sense. It is, though, but are you doing it? I mean, really, are you doing it? Are you making the changes in your life? And that's really the question when it comes to high blood pressure. So eating different foods, making sure that it's in balance, you know, lean quality proteins, low glycemic carbohydrates, fruits and vegetables, and the good healthy fats. Well, weight is a big issue. We know that for adults, obviously we see so many adults that are overweight now. 65, almost 70% of American adults right now are overweight, classified. It's pretty amazing. Well, now kids are seeing huge increases in blood pressure. We're seeing high blood pressure in our kids. That's crazy. And researchers of the Reinstroth Institute in Indianapolis, which was led by a Wanstu Tu, that is a real name, PhD, looked up in this, and they found, as they did a study with blood pressure, they found that as one of the major issues in this, that kids were actually having blood pressure issues at the age of 11 to 13, but half of the study group was male, so they're seeing more in males than they are females, and their body mass index was increased quite a bit. Now, they found that even with a child that can lose as much as 5 to 10 pounds from where they are can drastically decrease their blood pressure if they have a blood pressure-related issue. So it's not like an adult where you have to lose 30 pounds to see a result for a lot of people. Kids can lose 5 and 10 pounds and see a direct correlation in their blood pressure. So parents, listen to me. If your child is dealing with blood pressure, which is crazy to begin with, get them off the video games and get them out riding their bike or playing basketball with their friends just for an extra 30 minutes a day, and you could see a massive drop in this 5 to 10 pounds that could drastically improve their life. We'll be right back. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure.
Pure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid meteor shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Check out the show 24/7 at HealthCoachRadio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Welcome back to the show. You think about pomegranates, they're in all the grocery stores now. I love pomegranates. You ever had one? I had a friend of mine. I'd never eaten a pomegranate before. I had pomegranate juice, but I never had pomegranates, the actual fruit itself. And I had a friend of mine, she's a physician assistant, and she actually, she came to the clinic one day, and she actually brought one, and I was just intrigued by it. I said, it looks great. She cracked it open, so I've never seen it. You know, they have little seeds in them, and it's just, if you've never had a pomegranate, you need to get one. They are, it's my favorite fruit, bar none. So it's like a honeycomb on the inside, and they're dark red, just like the color of the juice. And so I began to eat them. This is the best tasting fruit I believe I've ever had. It was unbelievable. Well, obviously we know pomegranates have really, really good taste in them, and the juice is really good. And a lot of different companies market them different ways as far as health goes. Well, recently they've been trying, the FDA did kind of a campaign, and there were some people that were using pomegranate juice, and they tried to put them out of business, and they because they were making claims, and of course, you know, with supplements or food, you can't make claims that something cures some form of disease. So I understand why they got frustrated and they did what they did. So I get all that. And there's a big story around it and whatnot. But interestingly enough, in Israel, they did some studies and they found that dialysis patients were either given a placebo or they were given pomegranate juice at the start of each dialysis session 3 times a week for a year. Now listen to this. Those who drank the juice had less inflammation and reduced oxidative damage compared to those drinking the placebo. Even more amazing, those on the juice had a 36% reduction in cardiovascular hospitalizations and a 40% reduction in hospitalizations related to infections. Interesting. So, to much of the dismay that we've heard about these types of issues, people that were given the juice, the pomegranate juice, the benefit stems from the high levels of polyphenols, and we need to realize that, I mean, foods can be our best medicine in so many cases. Now, I'm not saying that it replaces medicine, obviously, but there's so many different health benefits. And just in the study they did in Israel, we're looking at people that with kidney disease. I mean, kidney disease is, I mean, for the most part, you know, at the different stages, depending on what stage you are in, you know, kidney disease can be one of the most challenging issues that somebody can deal with because it usually is a very slow decline, and it typically doesn't turn around and regenerate. It's once you get on the decline of kidney disease, it's just a slow decline until the kidneys fail. And unless you get a kidney transplant, which right now, the kidney transplant, the list that we have, that if you'll go and look at it, it's about 4 years to get on the list. And most people, unfortunately, once they're diagnosed with renal disease or kidney disease, they don't make it that long. And that's what's so sad. So there's so much that we can do from a nutritional standpoint to maybe shorten that progress or the progression of that disease and increase vitality. So every little bit that we can learn, I mean, even through natural means and foods that we can eat and supplements that we can take and whatnot, lifestyle choices, the more we can help someone. So I find that really interesting. I mean, it's amazing what can happen with our overall kidney health with something as simple as a pomegranate. Posted on Facebook, we talked about dropping the coffee and switching over to the green tea. It's funny, Ginger, you just wrote that I agree, but I'd like to know what makes it so hard for some of us to quit the coffee. I've been on the roller coaster for so long. I quit, I start back. I quit, I start back. It's crazy. It's so funny. You know, I laugh because it's the story. It's like, Ginger, what you just wrote is what everybody writes in emails. We get those all the time. We get phone calls all the time. Office gets calls all the time. Just about this one topic. And I think it's so great. It's great. Well, here's the deal. All right. Coffee in itself is not so bad for you. Now, don't pick up your cup just yet. Every now and then. It's actually a little bit better for guys. Now, I know you're thinking, Ginger, right now I'm sexist, right? But it's true. It's actually good for prostate health. And it has benefits in it, antioxidants that are really good for a guy's prostate. But, you know, too much of coffee can be a bad thing, too. So maybe a cup a day, but you need to go organic. Here's the key. Organic, and it needs to be low acid. Because there's the acid in the coffee bean stimulates cortisol. And the reason that you're on that roller coaster and the green tea doesn't do it for you is because it's raising your cortisol. So what you have is, as far as your health goes, You have more of a cortisol issue. Your adrenal glands are the glands that your stress glands, and they pump out a hormone called cortisol, and it's our stress hormone. So when our adrenal glands get weak, the cortisol levels either go really high or they get really low. If cortisol is low, you're really, really tired. And the way it's supposed to work is our cortisol is supposed to decline as the day goes on, which is why we're supposed to be really, really tired about right now. And so even me doing a radio show in the evenings, you know, I'm fighting against this cycle. Because right now, I mean, you think that I have energy on the radio. Like, you think I have pretty decent energy level. Like, this guy sounds like he, for the most part, he's pretty energetic. But I'm actually fighting right now against my normal circadian rhythm. And in the morning, you ought to see me in the morning and during the day. I'm wide open. So I'm actually pretty chilled out on the radio at night when I'm doing the show typically. So this is more of the laid back me. And so, Ginger, here's the deal. When your circadian rhythm is off and you get into a place where you wake up in the morning and you're exhausted and you don't have a lot of energy, it's not the caffeine in the coffee, because if it was, then the green tea would give you the same feeling, and it doesn't. If you ever want to do a little test to see if your cortisol is all screwed up, then switch over from coffee to green tea in the morning. And that's what happens. The green tea has a lot of polyphenols, a lot of antioxidants that are very beneficial to your health. They will lower belly fat and hip and thigh fat. So you want to drop the weight? Green tea has been proven to do that. Great for your brain chemistry. Really good for that. But your cortisol, the reason you can't get off the roller coaster, Ginger, is because of the cortisol. And so one of the best ways to do that is to work on your adrenal health, going to bed by at least 10:30 at night in your time zone, getting up, 5:30 or 6 in the morning. Phosphatidylserine is a really good supplement to consider. Drinking green tea is actually good because it does help stabilize your cortisol levels. You're just going to go through a downtime where you're going to be pretty exhausted. And, of course, coffee every now and then, maybe a cup on the weekends or something. But breaking that habit is tough. It's because you're getting your energy from stimulating your adrenal glands. We'll be right back.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. You can always send me an email. Let's kick it off with Austin. Hi, Austin.
Hey, what's going on, Dr. Asa?
Oh, man, I'm living well. How can I help?
Good, good. I love those pomegranates, love avocados, love eggs, and love oatmeal. That's the best breakfast you could ever possibly give me.
I'm telling you. So what's up?
My son, he's 9 years old. Actually, he's my stepson. And he has been diagnosed when he was a baby with a skin disorder known as epidermolysis bullosa.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess basically what it is it's a genetic mutation passed on through his father's bloodline to him, and basically the three layers of his skin, you know, the three layers of a normal person's skin are bonded by some form of bonding agent in the skin. Well, his top two layers are not bonded very well. Now, a lot of people have it a whole lot worse than he does. He mainly has it on his feet and ankles and whatnot, but basically the slightest amount of friction can give him huge, like, roller skating rink-style blisters, you know, like you used to get when you were a kid, just huge blisters.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes he has to miss school and everything. His feet get so torn up, especially in the summer with all the heat and whatnot and playing outside. We really have to watch that. And, you know, he'll have to go to school sometimes with his feet wrapped and no shoes on, just because of the infection and whatnot and the blisters. It's just a mess, Dr. Asa. And I guess my question overall, because there is no cure for it.
Right.
they're doing some genetic testing so they can, you know, I guess so people can reproduce who have it without passing that genetic on. But anyway, I guess my question is there any way to kind of strengthen this bonding agent between his layers of skin to, help formulate that bonding agent or something? Help me out, Dr. Grayson.
Absolutely. With a condition like that where there is no quote-unquote cure, all you can do is work with some of the components in it. I mean, the keratins that are produced in the skin in this condition, that's, you know, epidermolysis is a challenge. Just know that. You know that. So all you can focus on rebuilding and helping build the keratins in the skin. There's a component called sulforaphane, and it's a compound found in broccoli. And it's one of the only natural components that they found that really can help reduce the blistering. And it was only done, I mean, they did a study with mice, and that's where they found the reducing of that blistering effect. And the sulforaphane they make in a product called broccoli seed extract. So basically what they've done is they've extracted it from broccoli. And I am a big fan of doing that. Now, I'm a big fan of eating broccoli, but, you know, when you have to eat buckets of it to get the effect of what it would take to get it in the supplement form that's made from a whole food source, I'm a bigger fan of that. And, you know, again, working with this doctor on that, because the dosage is going to be relative to his body weight, and I don't know what product and where you would get it and all of that. So you might want to show the milligrams and all that to his doc and let them come out with maybe a game plan based on, you know, as far as the body weight goes. Jojoba or jojoba oil sounds kind of funny, but J-O-J-O-B-A is the name of the oil. They found that can be actually helpful. Now, the study they use with the jojoba oil is that they injected it into newborns. And, of course, this was with mice, okay? But now they did it topically with newborns, human newborns, and they found that it was very beneficial. And it was like 0.2 milligrams that they used in the study that I read, and it was very beneficial, actually. So, you know, it's components like that can be helpful. Obviously, the goal here is to manage because there's no cure, quote-unquote, with this. So I would look into the sulforaphane. That's a relatively new product that's been out for, I would say, about the last 2 years. And they found to be, I mean, it's straight from broccoli. I mean, there's no, it's made in a lab, but it's taken from a whole food source. So that might be something that you look into. They've used that a lot, actually, for people that deal with cancer and had really good benefits with it because it built the immune system and helped reduce some of the negative effects of the abnormal cells. And that's why they've had a lot of really good results of that with people that have dealt with cancer. So it's not a treatment, quote unquote, but it's just been helpful in rebuilding the body in certain areas. So I would do some research, read up on that. You know, you can look at, you know, lifestyle research, or you can go to some of the health food stores. They may carry some of those products, but it's just something to look into. But it's rebuilding, like you said, it's that bonding effect that they're trying to balance out. And they found that sulforaphane can help reduce and not so much increase the bonding, but reduce the blistering. And man, if you can reduce that in this condition, it's, as you know, you're experiencing right now. I mean, it's a challenge. So anything to reduce some of that, the pain and the blistering and the discomfort, that's going to be a victory, I think, within itself. All right. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on Facebook as well. We take questions during the show. We just took one a minute ago. And thank you, Jeanette. I know that we should all dump the coffee. And thanks for being the cheerleader in that process as well. Let's go now to Jeff. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to the show, my man. How can I help?
How you doing?
Living well. What's up?
Well, I love listening to the show, and I just want to say thank you for being out there. I know a lot of great stuff. My question was, over the past 4 years, I've been road biking a lot. I'm up to like 4,000 miles in a year.
Wow.
It's not really that incredible. If you're out, I ride back and forth to work. It's like 34 miles is a round trip. It's 17 in, 17 back. So that progressed into meeting some triathletes that live in my area. So I started running, and I'm swimming. Now, the problem is I've been a pretty heavy partier. I'm 45. for since like my 16 years old, basically. I mean, I used to smoke marijuana quite a bit. When I now I've stopped that in like the last year. In the last year, because I just was hanging with these guys, I'm like, dude, you got to stop because it's killing you, you know. And I can't keep. But anyway, I'm noticing things are getting better. But is there anything I can do to aid lung function and stamina from any? You know, I know I've obviously probably caused damage, but I'm hanging in there and I'm sticking with these guys, and they're so it's really good. I'm going to do a triathlon at the end of the summer, and you know, some of these guys are they're like Ironman. They do the actual Ironman competition, so I'm doing pretty good, but I can feel it. You know, I'm the only one out there hacking and stuff while we're running and stuff. So.
if you had one major goal that you wanted to accomplish with your training, what would it be? The one central point that you could focus on, what would it be?
When I'm swimming, I that's where I kind of really feel it, because you only have that one. You know, I'm getting much better with swimming. Just started last fall. I've only been in the water about 7 times this season. When I swim, that's when I feel like I'm at my most defeated with the breath.
Have you done blood work? Have you done much blood work with your doctor just to check for nutritional deficiencies?
I just started listening to the show about 2 months ago.
Okay.
And I had blood work done, but I tell you the truth, that there was no return call. So I guess no news is good news. But I should probably follow up with it. But
don't let that be the case. Because here's the deal: most docs, if there's not, they won't have their nurse call you if there's no, like you said, no news is good news. But you need to keep a copy of your blood work. You want to get it done if you're going to train. Definitely every 6 months. I think everyone needs their blood work done every 6 months, regardless. Just because your blood changes every 90 to 120 days. So in a year's time, your blood cells, your red blood cells are going to die off and new ones are going to form. And there could be four different seasons of your life in 1 year that could change, and your body could be in getting behind, I guess is a better way of putting it. But then iron is the same thing. Zinc, you've got all your different homocysteine, you've got there's all these different blood tests, and even your thyroid gland, your pituitary gland, your testosterone. Most triathletes, believe it or not, you think they're iron men, and their testosterone is absolutely on the floor. They could be twice the athlete if their testosterone levels were up, and it's the amount of stress that they're putting themselves through in the training that's dropping the hormone levels. So, that's why if you're asking me, kind of what's the silver bullet or what is it that you could do to really impact your performance and help in every area, and I think it would be staying on top of your deficiencies, making sure that you're not deficient. Because, you've already probably got a coach to work with you on your diet and all of that sort of thing. But if you want to, having a doctor that can monitor your body at where it is, meaning deficiency-wise, that's going to be the difference in every bit of difference in the world of you winning and losing. Are you placing, fifth or placing first? I think that's my opinion, because at the cellular level, that's where everything changes. And usually a body system or an organ system will break down 80% before you ever experience the first symptom. So we're trucking along thinking everything is fine. And then an area breaks down and then we're like, well, how did that happen? Well, it's been happening. It's that you didn't do your blood work since your last physical, and you had no clue that your lifestyle was breaking down your body. That makes sense. So, that's the direction, if you're asking my opinion, to really go. And in my book, Empowering Your Health, I even talk about how to read your own blood work and the importance of it. But the dietary principles in there, all of the health. If you haven't got a copy of my book, that would be a good resource for you, and you can get it at empoweringyourhealth.com. But that's in your situation. With the level of training that you're in, that's what you have to do. I would focus heavily on getting your full assessment of where you are and not just relying on the doctor just to not call you, but be real proactive, really analyzing that blood work yourself, learning what those numbers mean, and learning what tests to ask for. And a lot of that's in my book, kind of step by step. So hopefully that's helpful to you with your regimen that you're doing right now.
Are you a man or woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus is a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widens the arteries and improves their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure levels and boosts libido and sexual performance for men safely and naturally. In fact, both your blood pressure and sexual performance are linked to better blood flow and circulation. Dozens of clinical studies prove it. In fact, all the prescription pills for men's sexual function work by boosting nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus work for thousands of men and women worried about their blood pressure and for men looking for a boost in libido, better sexual performance in both strength and duration. Call now and try Heart Factors Plus free for 30 days. 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. You only pay a small shipping fee today. You'll see the results or simply don't pay. Call 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our help, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Call now, 888-283-7272. And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Welcome back to the show. How is your health? Have you changed anything in your life lately? Have you made any radical changes in your health? Well, you need to, because one little change, even something as simple as sleeping an extra hour a night, can increase your energy levels by up to 50% the next day. Did you know that? Just getting a little bit more sleep, or increasing your water intake, can literally increase your energy levels up to 60% in one day. And increase body fat percentage dropping by up to 10%. How about that? How about them apples? You know, TSA, I'm getting on a rant with TSA. Now, I'm not knocking them totally, because I'm glad they're there. And I know they serve a great purpose. And there's a lot of them, like I said, that will see me in the airport, and of course they mention things like they listen to the show, whatever. And I think that's great. And I'm very flattered, and I'm just hope it's helping them with their health. That's all I care about. If it's doing that and it's improving their life, then that's great. But there's an article that came out that was talking about how now the TSA employees are developing cancer clusters which protect them from standing near the body scanner machines. But don't worry, the body scanner machines don't cause cancer, right? Because it's not that much radiation, not even as much as an x-ray. But we need to protect ourselves so we don't get cancer. They're saying now that TSA employees are giving themselves cancer by irradiating innocent travelers is perhaps the most striking bit of tragic justice we've seen in this entire fiasco since these things have been implemented. And I still think we need to go back to the old way. I mean, the metal detectors and the whole nine yards, I mean, it just really, I don't need to get on that rant about how the 95-year-old cancer patient had their diaper removed in the airport. I mean, we talked about that. It's still in the news. And it probably should stay there. But, you know, the radiation, it is radiation. And I think, don't forget, if you go through the airport, all you have to do is say, I opt out. You know, just because they're herding everybody there through like cattle, you just need to be, what I do now, just so you know, I travel all the time. Literally, I fly all the time. And I usually plan on getting to the airport now an extra 20 minutes early. It's kind of frustrating because I'm always the last minute kind of person to the airport, and I like to just get through there as fast as possible, but it's just not going to happen. So if you say you opt out, no problem, they don't mind, but they will frisk you, and it will take about an extra 15 to 20 minutes while you sit there and go through that process, depending on if they're slow or depending on if they're quick at it. Most of them are very slow, and I'm not knocking it. So if you're TSA and you're listening to the show, I'm not knocking it. It just, you guys have a protocol that you have to follow, and that it is what it is. I respect it, and I get it. And the reason I say that is because I see you at the airport, and I'm okay with it. Just know that it is a little challenging, and as I like to say, but I'm glad you guys are there for what you do. I just think that the x-ray thing needs to be dropped. I just do. And unfortunately, the whole opt-out thing, it's going to become frustrating, because I feel like part of the process, is my own opinion, is that you take extra long so that it'll discourage people from wanting to opt out. Eventually everybody will just cave in and say, oh, the heck with it, I'm just going to go through. And, you know, I will be the last man standing. I will be the guy that's stubborn over in the corner getting frisked and getting my family jewels yanked out of my body and handed back to me every time. So that's all I have to say about that. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Tim. Hi, Tim.
About a week and a half ago, and I had a question about gout, and you started telling me about this product you could buy at any health food store, and I was just wondering if you could verify the name again of the product and spell it, just so I know when I go in and talk to the person, they know what I'm talking about.
Okay, so for gout, is it something that you've dealt with multiple times, or is it something new for you?
had it a few times. I have to watch what I eat and all that. But you mentioned a product that it, you said it aids in the digestive process and stuff
Yeah, it's the proteolytic enzymes. Proteolytic enzymes, and the reason I'm asking you that, because if you've gone kind of the traditional medical route with this, then, you know, it's one of those deals where the proteolytic enzymes can really be a benefit. And it's, most people benefit from the medicine, depending on what your doctor decides to give you, fairly well. But the proteolytic enzymes, from a more natural perspective, it really does a good job of breaking down the excess proteins that can form into those uric acid crystals. They can show up in the big toe or in the hip or in the wrist, whatever. They can cause that gouty arthritis, which can be really painful. But proteolytic enzyme is what it is. And you can pick them up at a health food store. They also have them at Lifestyle Research. So that, and you go to lifestyleresearch.org and they have it there. But yeah, I mean, that's the proteolytic enzymes. What you do is you want to make sure you take them an hour away from meals. The reason being is that if your body doesn't break down excess proteins, the proteolytic enzymes will go in and they'll help break those down. And that can help reduce the chance of the uric acid crystals forming from excess urea and nitrogen that can come off of these proteins. So something that would be really beneficial to something like gouty arthritis. And remember that with any kind of arthritis, which gout is a form of arthritis, lowering inflammation throughout your dietary regimen is always a key. So there are foods that create inflammation, and there's foods that reduce inflammation. And in my book, Empowering Your Health, which I think would be a good resource for you, it will give you a list. It will show you all the foods that are inflammatory and the ones that aren't. And that makes a big difference. Any kind of itis means inflammation. So that's one of the biggest keys. But yeah, breaking down the proteins in something like you're dealing with puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time. And remember, whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed, the great physician has the prescription. You live the best life now.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicine.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.